I shared a story yesterday that I'm still getting reaction on our T-Baytel talking text line. And have you ever done one of those DNA tests, those kits? Like,
I haven't. I've wanted to, yeah. But I just have never done it.
We have one. I don't know if there's an expiry date on them, but we got it last Christmas. So not this past, last Christmas. It's that 23andMe or what is it called?
Oh, yeah.
It's still there in the package.
We haven't done it. You need to do it.
More so my wife wanted to do it, but she hasn't done it yet. So anyway, there is a story making the rounds, and it has to do with a Toronto company that offers dog DNA testing.
Okay, like
to find out the actual breed of your dog.
Oh, so if you have one of the mixed
breeds.
Oh, that is wild.
So I don't know what's up with this company. Maybe they've been in the news. Something's going on. So a Boston TV news reporter decided to do a story on this company.
Okay.
To make a long story short, this Boston TV news reporter, female reporter, sent in a swab of her own cheek.
She didn't.
To this company. The results came forward.
Oh no, what was it?
She's 40% Alaskan Malamute, 35%, I don't even know what this is, Sharpie? Does that
Sharpie, yeah.
Sharpie? And 25% Labrador.
Oh my.
Naturally.
How did that even happen?
Exactly. So naturally, this news reporter decided to follow up with the company, and they didn't know. They said there were two samples, and the second came back as non-human sample. It was definitely dog DNA, and she said the company's tests are not designed to handle human DNA. So how did this come back like it did?
Oh my.
Right?
Okay, so Danny, let's say we sent your DNA away.
Yeah.
And it came back. I'm going to go with, I think you would be 60% St. Bernard and 40% Greyhound.
St. Bernard.
St. Bernard and Greyhound. That's what I'm going
with. A Greyhound? Are you serious? Okay, so if you swabbed and it came back and it said that you were a dog.
Be careful here, Danny. You be careful here.
I don't even know where to go. Okay, I'll go with a poodle.
French poodle, okay.
Okay, and have you heard of a papillon?
No.
My wife used to have a papillon.
Like the puffy dogs?
They look like the gizmo or the whatever. Okay, I'll go with that.
I would have went with Rottweiler.
All right, and to make this story even crazier, a year earlier than this, another news investigative reporter did the same thing. It came back saying she was 40% border collie and a high percentage of bulldog. You can't make this stuff up. You can't.